Well, an emergency meeting of Eurozone finance ministers has ended for the day in Brussels, and there is still no deal to keep Greece in the Eurozone. Greece is expected to offer a new proposal to finance ministers from the other Eurozone countries tomorrow. But the German finance minister says Berlin still opposes another debt cut for Greece. And it has been pointed out that it wasn't too long ago when the roles were reversed, when Germany was the one that needed debt forgiveness back in 1953. Joining us now is Timothy Ganan, who's a professor of economic history at Yale. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be on the show.
And take us back to 1953. What exactly happened? What did Germany get?
Okay, Germany got a write-down of about 50% of its total external debt, and it also got two other important concessions. The debt that was remaining was structured so that they only had to pay a portion of their export earnings every year toward the debt. So they had an extended period to pay it, and it was explicitly tied to their ability to pay the debt.
And when the French economist Thomas Piketty talks about the irony of this history, of the fact that Germany is taking a moral stance against Greece right now, but failed to pay its own debts and got this debt relief that you're talking about after World War II, is that a fair comparison?
I think history is full of many ironies. He may be oversimplifying a bit. Some of the German debt reflects situations that were not really voluntary by the German government. It was not technically reparations debt left over from the World War II reparations, but a big chunk of the debt did reflect the conditions of Germany in the 1920s, which were driven by problems with the Versailles Treaty and reparations debt. So some of the debt really wasn't voluntary in a way that the Greek debt really is voluntary today. On the other hand, he is right that I'm a bit surprised that Chancellor Merkel keeps saying that the Germans have always repaid their debts, because this is just not true. And she certainly knows that.
So given the history, do you think that it makes sense for Greece to get a lot of debt relief now as part of whatever package is worked out, if one is, between the creditors and Greece to deal with the crisis as it stands now?
Well, unfortunately, history offers lessons, but they're not that simple. I think that if we think of, like, there's some precedent established in the past, and every country then has to adhere to that precedent in the future, then we don't get very far. The German case after World War II was unusual in many ways. Germany was critically important both economically and militarily. This was the beginning of the Cold War. And in many ways, the other creditors to Germany were willing to cooperate with the U.S. efforts to reduce the debt, because the U.S. really wanted Germany firmly bound into the West. And those other creditors had their own expectations from the U.S. So, for example, the British and the French wrote down much of their debt owed by Germany, but that was an expectation that the U.S. would then help them. So the inter-allied cooperation was a little bit different then. The problem for the Greeks, unfortunately, is that they're just not that big a part of the European economy. On the other hand, allowing them to, you know, stiff their creditors, if you want to put it that way, would establish, I think, in the German eyes, a horrible precedent for other European states. So in some ways, I wish that the Chancellor wasn't so moralistic when she talked about this. On the other hand, I do think that drawing direct parallels between 1953 and today is a bit inaccurate.
You're saying the Greeks just aren't as important as Germany was.
Unfortunately, and that sounds like the kind of things that make economists unloved, but the Greek economy is a very small part of the European economy. The Greeks don't really occupy a pivotal military situation the way Germany did in 1953. So unfortunately, by the hard-headed logic of states and statecraft and so forth, they just don't have as tough a bargaining position, I think, as the Germans did in 1953.
Now, there is another interesting facet of this history, which is that Greece was one of the creditors that had to write down German debt.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Now, what you could say is that Greece then turned around and got help from primarily the U.S., as partly as a result of its cooperation on other matters, including the German write-down. But yes, there is a real irony here that the Greeks were part of this bailout package, this forgiveness package for the Germans in 1953.
So, as you look at this as an economic historian, what are the stakes now for Europe? Are they as great as they were in the post-World War II era?
Well, they're certainly very serious. I don't know if they're as great as in the post-World War II era. The real lesson of 1953 is that I think the U.S. and its allies behaved incredibly pragmatically. that they didn't moralize about what the Germans were supposed to do. They just said, listen, it's in everybody's interest to write this debt down, so we'll do it. I really hope that today, after this referendum in Greece and what's going on today, that both the Greeks and their European partners and the creditors can get together and be equally pragmatic, because there's a lot to lose here if Greece gets thrown out of the euro, gets thrown out of the European Union even. There's a lot to gain from managing this situation in a way that it doesn't cause further hardship for the Greek people and doesn't endanger the ability of people to lend to sovereign governments in the future.
Timothy Gannan, a professor of economic history at Yale University, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.